Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
I love this chippy rivalry already. Isn't this so good, KB?
So great. Saturday night, let's go.
Still got to come through Chicago. I don't care what happens today. Could what happen in other series. Still got to come through Chicago.
This place is electric.
Oh, man, so much momentum. Bringing this stadium, bringing this city to life.
I'm happy for our guys. I'm happy for Chicago. I'm happy for, you know, this moment.
First place on the line. Let's go.
This place is absolutely on fire.
This is a special group. I don't think I've been around a team that just, when it's this late in games, just, they don't bat an eye.
The Bears have come back quite a bit. 5 times this year in the fourth quarter behind Caleb Williams. This will be a tough task. Green Bay back up by 10.
Let's get to Damon. Hey, Damon.
I'm texting my friends. The season's over. It's done. Same old Bears. And then the impossible happens.
Now it just comes down to one play.
Crazy.
Your best play, you got Ben Johnson. Your best defensive call, Jeff Hapley. An entire division on the line in one play.
Williams, pressure, throwing, Clara has a man, it is caught! Touchdown, Jaze Walker, unbelievable!
Coach LaFleur on the opposite side of the field in total disbelief.
Kind of big picture, how much does this one hurt? I mean, you had the game in hand and had a chance to be in first place coming out of here.
Yeah, it does hurt. Feel like you're rubbing salt in the wound there, Bill. But that's the reality of it, and you know, it should hurt.
Caleb, you've talked over and over with us about the power of belief.
We know who we are. I've said it multiple times. We're a team that's going to fight to the end. And there was too much time in the clock.
The fake Williams looking downfield, watching downfield.
Down Chicago. They beat Keyshawn Nixon. And the game is over. Unbelievable.
A walk-off for the Bears, and Tom Rinaldi is with one of the heroes, DJ Moore.
If we can get to him right now, DJ.
Yeah, and it means a lot. And at the end of the day, it's the Packers always.
Well done, DJ. Well done.
For the first time since 2018, the Bears have beaten the Packers in Chicago.
Guess what? The Bears are in the playoffs.
The big games keep coming. The job is not done. Bring it on in! Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
Good gets better!
You better get better!
You better get better!
You better get better!
Bears on 3! 1, 2, 3!
Bears!
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
That was a little early Christmas present left by Chris Tannehill, who was on vacation. But he wanted to make sure that his voice was heard through the sound of this show with that open to the show.
Here, let people behind the curtain for a moment here. Folks, this time of year,
is when most of us take like long extended vacations.
It's true.
Like, all right, I'm going to take this whole week off, or I might have this second week off because we got time that we can take and it's all at the end of the year and all that. But a lot of us don't want to.
Like, that is correct.
Like Lawrence is here and he's working a lot of days because he's having so much fun. Folks, I was going to take all of last week off. I worked Monday and Friday because I wanted to.
Yes.
Because it's the Bears season. I was going to take today off, but I'm working today because I want to. Tanny is off, but cut that open because he wants to. We're having a freaking ball with this team and season as much as you are.
It's so wild, Speaks, because we've become so used to what the Bears calendar is over the last 5 years. That I usually already have the Arizona excursion planned. It is not planned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's there you go, right?
It is not planned. And now it's like, oh, man, things are starting to run up. Like, uh-huh. Cubs convention is around the corner and Sox Fest is around the corner.
Oh, yeah. Some listeners might remember that I used to go to the Dominican Republic in January. I've got that option this year. My brother will be there, invited me down. I'm like, Bob, there might be some Bears playoff games I got to deal with around these parts.
That's the thing. And it's like, do I pull the trigger and buy a ticket to San Francisco?
For this weekend?
No, for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. So this Sunday night when the Bears play the Niners, get a good look at the stadium. Bears players and coaches, check out the facilities, get comfortable. You know what they should do? They should leave something there that they can go back and grab.
We'll be back for this.
We'll be back for this. You know that story about Adam Vinatieri, right? Oh, I love it. Adam Vinatieri, when the Patriots won one of their Super Bowls, left a dollar inside a book at the White House because he's like, we're going to be back. And on an eventual extra trip, on a next time they won or two time, whatever it was, he brought a teammate over and he said, hey, guess what?
Look at that book.
Last time I was here, I left a dollar in this book in the study here at the White House. Go open it. I bet it's there. And it was there.
And then he was immediately arrested by the Secret Service.
but that's badass, right? And that's like, so if you're Ben Johnson, you should leave something there for yourself to go back and grab on the Super Bowl when they will have a 40-year rematch with the New England Patriots.
That is a possibility. I would also say that the team that they're playing next week has a decent chance to be the home team in that game too. Like that NFC West is a monster.
Yeah, it really
is.
And
it's possible that the Bears would have to go through all of it.
I didn't even think about that.
It's possible.
Yeah.
It's not likely, no, but it's conceivable.
It's conceivable.
That they have to go all through that to get to Santa Clara and get themselves to the Super Bowl. But you're right, Speaks. It's fun. And it's the stuff that we've been talking about the whole show, the idea of Chicago unified, the idea of people just being happy for a lot of reasons because the weather broke finally last week. Mm-hmm. Folks could come back outside and they put their bear stuff on and then the Packers were in town and the Bears beat the Packers.
Yeah.
Christmas is coming and you feel like
the goose is getting fed.
Yes, you feel like you got yourself an early present, not just from Chris Tannehill, but from the Bears themselves.
This has been one of the more fun Bears shows that we've ever done. I think you would agree. A texter says, want to appeal to the fine folks at Turn the Page Industries. Since we turned to the page early last week to get to the Packers game, can we wait a while this week to turn the page? Let's say maybe a month.
Well, okay, I guess since you're not going to be here, I'm in charge of Turn the Page.
You're in charge.
I guess Alex is in charge of Turn the Page.
No, Lawrence, you are in charge of Turn the Page.
Alex, you're in charge. No, you run with it.
How about this?
What?
We turn the page on Friday.
The day after Christmas, huh?
I don't think you can do it.
Is that allowed?
Let me tell you why you can't do it.
Is the board going to allow this to happen?
We here at Turn the Page Industries support your initiative conceptually, but we do not believe emotionally you're going to be able to execute that, and I'll tell you why. Tonight is an opportunity to scout the 49ers for all Bears fans.
I know.
So you're going to watch that game tonight, and part of you will want to turn the page tomorrow.
I'm not going to turn. I promise you we're not turning the page until at least Wednesday.
Okay.
And I think we're going to turn the page on. I think Zach and I are going to turn the page on Friday.
All right. All right. Well,
Okay. I think that's what we're going to do.
All right. Maybe can I call in for Turn the Page?
You don't want to call in for Turn the Page,
I really
do you?
Don't. No, you're right.
No, you're going to be doing errands again. We got to stop you from having to do errands on your off days.
I like doing errands.
No, you don't.
I do. If I'm alone, I like doing errands. I'm cool. I can listen to whatever I want, listen to stuff. I can hang out. You know, I can go get a snack or a beverage.
Ooh, snack sounds good right now.
Snacks are delicious.
You can do all those things without doing the errands part.
Facts, Alex.
That's true, Alex.
By the way,
but then I'm being useful. If I do the errands, I'm being useful. It's marriage points. People know what I'm talking about.
Speaking of snacks, shout out to Beverage Farm.
Oh, how about it?
And also, Rinaldi's.
Dude.
Rinaldi's comes through with the Victory Chicken. I want to hold this up
for
people to see.
For folks who don't know, Victory Chicken has leveled up with our fine friends at Rinaldi's in the West Loop and soon coming to Downers Grove. Rinaldi's is coming to Downers Grove very soon. But they created a Victory Chicken a few weeks back, a golden trophy of a very muscular chicken holding a football. And now this week, today's Victory Chicken honors the greater team in NFC North. It's greater like cheese grater. And it is the muscular Victory Chicken with a football in his left arm and a cheese grater in his right arm.
It's really amazing. Rinaldi's like outdid themselves with this. It's so good.
That's the most fearsome chicken I've ever seen.
It is.
And the most delicious chicken. Their chicken is outstanding.
I 100% expect South Carolina to adopt this as their mascot.
They can't.
Cocky.
Yeah. Oh. Cocky is the name of the mascot?
Yeah. They're the Gamecocks.
I know that.
And then the hats, never mind.
No, don't. Leave that alone.
Take the game out.
Back to the red zone conversation.
That is true. But this is so amazing. Thanks to Rinaldi's for feeding the whole crew with some Victory Chicken. We love them. We love that they're a part of it. Here's the thing about them, because Rinaldi's is obviously known for their great pizza. They have outstanding chicken tenders.
Like world-class chicken tenders.
Like some of the best in the city.
Yes. Yeah. And also the Pepperidge Farms mini chessmen.
Shout out. Pepperidge Farm remembers that we like their cookies, and we appreciate them.
Hey, man.
I didn't realize.
I'm having a hard time on the Bears victory diet with like chicken tenders for the meal and then chessmen as a dessert.
Here's the thing. Driving away from the brat stop, you realize, oh, Pepperidge Farm is over there. Oh, Haribo is over there.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And you're like, oh, this is a place where you just get fat. Like, that's what's going on here. But Pepperidge Farm came through. The Haribo people came through.
Mm-hmm.
And Ziegler Subaru of Kenosha.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fam, appreciate y'all. Really, because they just like, hey, you guys, they sent us a like Kenosha visitor's guide.
It was the gift bag was elite.
And it was like, if you ever want to come back to Kenosha, here's some restaurants you could try. Yeah. And I'm like, I might just come back to Kenosha.
I might just have to do that. Thank you to them. And
after the Bears beat them in the playoffs.
Well, wouldn't that be nice? And we might see them. But first, let's bask a little bit more in Saturday night's game. Ben Johnson today addressed the media and talked about the final 2 minutes of that ball game. Is he talking about the final 2 minutes of regulation here, Alex? Is that what he's discussing leading up to the Jahdae Walker touchdown?
I believe it's the 2 minutes leading into the Kyra Santos kick and everything else.
Good. All right. So this is some of the bad then. This is some of the problems.
There was some bad in the game.
Dude, there was like, for the first 55 minutes, it was a terrible night for the coaches. I thought the lack of discipline with all the penalties, the 2 minute, the field goal where the clock was running off.
The fourth and goal
cuteness. Absolutely. And Dennis Allen's defense not being able to handle Malik Willis at all. So here's Ben Johnson on the first of those, the Kyra Santos field goal that happened at 1:59.
Yeah, you know, we got the ball back, and I can't remember how much time there was, but down by 10 and called around 5 minutes and a couple timeouts left. And, you know, we understood how quickly we needed to score. And ideally, when you're down by 10 like that, the simple thing is, hey, we can get the field goal and then the touchdown. But in all reality, you want to get that touchdown on the first possession as often as you possibly can. It's just when you look at these around the league over the course of 10 plus years, it's your chances of scoring a touchdown are a lot easier on the first possession than the second possession. And so that's the intent going into it. I think we operated fairly quickly, but yet the number for us, you know, we really want to score before a certain threshold. We didn't quite hit that, so we knew at one point we're going to have to end up going with the onside kick and hope for a recovery there. What I'm not pleased with is I think it was 2:44 left. I think we could have handled that third down into fourth down better as both an offense and a special teams unit. And that's on me. That 100% falls on me. I got to do a better job coaching that with all the players involved, all the coaches involved. And I think we'll be better for that going forward.
I think that's one of his worst time management moments of the entire season.
Yep.
But they escape it because of the onside's kick. You know, it'll be lost to history, but that was really rough. Kyra Santos said they were waiting to get the K-ball in, getting the right football
and
in.
And you have to have it.
Yes, you do.
Because especially in that game, you want every extra bit of distance you can get in a game where the wind is playing, wreaking havoc. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about penalties. The first game the Bears and the Packers played, they said they were overamped. It kind of seemed like that was something that was going on yet again. The penalties were over 100 yards of penalties by the Bears in this game.
And they say 100 yards equals a touchdown in terms of the difference in a game.
Yep. Here's what Ben had to say about that.
I know during the post game, you mentioned the penalties. There were 10, and I wanted to know what you attributed those to. Maybe some were some of the guys being amped up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that might have had something to do with it. And, you know, we talked about you get in these big games and you can get a little bit emotional because it's a division rival and you want to make an impact. And we don't want to shy away from that. We want to play aggressive and we want to be a very physical team. But at the same time, we can't hurt the team. And that happened a number of times. And it's not okay. You know, those 15-yard penalties, they really add up. I think we ended up having four of them on the game. And, you know, I talk about Booker's, you know, against Jordan Love, and that's 100% a flag where he ends up getting concussed, and it's not what anybody wants, all right? But at the same time, that one is a more difficult one to coach just from a technique perspective because we're trying to go after the quarterback, and it's a bang-bang play like that. All the other 15-yarders, as far as I'm concerned, those are all preventable, at times egregious. We can't do that.
Wow. I didn't think the first Austin Booker one was egregious. I guess it probably was preventable. He could have pulled up. The Brisker one on Malik Willis when he slid was really bad by Brisker. I thought like he could have laid up, or even if he just kept his body going and lifted his arms up, yeah. Like, I'm not trying to hit you.
Even if he just kind of slides across him, it probably doesn't get called if he's in the act of pulling up. He seemed to give you a little chicken wing.
Yeah, you can't do that. That's going to get called every time. And DeMarco Jackson obviously was outrageous.
This is what Ben had to say about these 2 weeks and these two games.
Well, yeah, I mean, our step number one was to get to 11. And the whole reason why that was the number, there's really only been one 10-win team not to make it, and that was last year's Seattle. There's never been an 11-win team to not make it. And so that was kind of, we felt pretty good about that being the number going into the season. That was step one. Step two is we want to win this division. We want to have at least one home playoff game. And then step three would be clinching number one seed. So there's a lot of things still out there to play for. Our guys know that. We talked about it a few weeks ago, just a big picture view of where we stood in relation to the last five games of the season and what we need to accomplish to achieve those goals. And so they get it. Not a whole lot needs to be said about it. Those goals are still out there, and we continue pressing forward. Like I said, we're still not, necessarily playing at the level that we're capable of yet. And so, I mean, that's the beautiful thing about this season, and we're all still getting better at what we're doing. There's a number of things that I could have done better in the last game, and a number of our players would feel the same way and tell you the same thing as well. So that's the fun part of what we do.
Accountability even while winning. Imagine that, folks. Like, you know, being able to point a thumb, even while they, you and I both just laughed involuntarily when he said, yeah, and we could also get the number one seed.
It's amazing that that's the place that we're at right now, looking at flights to San Francisco and looking at the number one seed.
Alex, book us an Airbnb in San Francisco, a good one for Scorehouse Super Bowl week.
Should we use some of that money that we were going to use on Wu King Tuck, because that's going to be pricey?
Operation hashtag Wu King Tuck.
You're going to need one of those Sprinter vans to get us an Airbnb in San Francisco Super Bowl week.
Anybody know anybody out there? Oh, I know who we know.
I think we're going to have to stay in Sacramento.
I know who we know.
Who?
Nico. Our guy Nico Horner. We'll see him at the convention, because they're not going to trade him or else we're going to riot. We're going to see Nico at the convention and we'll say, can we stay at your place when the Bears are out there a couple weeks later for the Super Bowl?
I mean, I think that's probably going to be occupied by someone.
By Nico?
Mm-mm. Another Cub.
What?
PCA.
PCA?
PCA has been at these last two games and he's been helping out the Bears with the toy drive
the food drive. Yeah, he was at the food drive yesterday, sitting next to Caleb at the food drive.
I love that PCA is just hanging out in the city. Like, do you guys want me to come to your game?
I'll lead a chant.
Can I just hang out? And they're like, yeah, PCA. Yeah. PCA, I think, gets five or six Bears. I might have to talk to Grody about it, but being on the sideline for the last two games, like those are five or six Bears for PCA.
Yeah, he's like, he went to the Cleveland game and he survived the cold, and then he's like, wait, next week's the Packers?
I'd like to be there
for
that.
I'd like to be here for that.
Especially considering how our season ended against a team from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I'd very much like to be there for that.
That's a good point.
So he's probably staying at Nico's.
I heard the Green Bay sucks. Green Bay sucks. Morph into PCA. PCA.
How about that?
And he smiled and like shook it off, you know? It's not much better in Chicago sports when folks from one team are cheering on a winning different team.
Vooch. Nah, maybe not.
How about Mattis? Mattis had a good game yesterday.
He was really good. Yeah, the Bulls as a whole were actually pretty good offensively
yesterday.
Hey,
look at that.
White Sox got a new slugger.
Why didn't you wait until
tomorrow?
They could have waited one day.
Just one day.
Makes no sense.
It's a great story.
It really is. And
I'd love to talk a lot about Munetaka Murakami, but you did it today.
Japanese Schwarber is on the south side.
Yeah,
Wait till Tuesday to introduce him.
Wait till Tuesday. You got a lot of space. We would have talked about it. Instead, you get 30 seconds, and part of it is an admonishment. Good job.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.